I did do a post earlier on, but I deleted it. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. It was absolutely hammering down with rain. And when I started recording, it sort of eased off. Afterwards, mind you, we had an absolutely cracking thunderstorm, but I didn't get around to booing that. It's been quite spectacular today. I was talking to my mum earlier on the phone, and she said to me, "God, it looks as if it's going to hammer down here." And I said, "Oh, it's not raining here." I said, "But it's awfully muggy. It was very oppressive." And a little bit later, she said, "God, it's black in this living room." She said, "Honestly, it's like the middle of the night." And then a couple of minutes later, she suddenly said, "Oh, that was lightning then." And she said, "Oh, we'll have thunder in a minute." And she said, "Oh, yeah, here we go." So it was thundering there. And I was looking on Facebook and lots of people were saying it was thundering in Wales. And then it moved across to us. And it was quite spectacular. I love a good thunderstorm, actually. I thought I'd do a post. Do you know what, guys? I've had enough this week. I honestly have had enough. If it's not one thing, it's another. I've had two bits of really awful news. I had one bit on Sunday about my mum's mother-in-law having terminal cancer, bless her. And then yesterday I heard of someone else's partner suddenly passing away, which was awful. I was trying to do an order online at it was an online sweet shop that I've mentioned on here before. It was a quarterof.co.uk and they're really good, but I couldn't check out for some reason. All the website was fine, but as soon as I got to the checkout page, it went weird on me. It's done that to me before. I think the issue is, I think they like you to use Google Chrome. Well, of course I can't use that because it doesn't work with your screen reader. So I had to ring them today, and luckily I did the payment over the phone, so that's fine. And then to top it all today, well, A, I couldn't go. I meant to go out today because I haven't been out for a few days, and I thought, right, I've got to get out of the house today. So I got myself all ready and dressed, and I thought, right, I'll ring my mum, see how she is, and see how Mark's mum is. And I'll then have another cup of coffee and I'll go. Well, of course, I was drinking my cup of coffee and the heavens opened and it started to hammer down with rain. I thought, well, there's no way I'm going out in that. I didn't want anything major. I just wanted to go into town. I needed a couple of bits and boots. I was going to get a couple of chews for Kate in the pet shop. I was going to get some cash. So it was nothing that couldn't wait. But I wanted to do it today, if that makes sense. So I was annoyed that I couldn't do it because the weather was just absolutely atrocious. And it's been like it all afternoon. It's only sort of now it's calmed down. But of course, all the shops are shut now. So there's no point bloody going now. So I will now have to do that tomorrow. I'll have to go out at least to get some cash in the morning because my cleaners are coming and I don't have any money to pay them at the moment. So there was that. I thought, oh, great. I thought, okay, well, that's fine. While I'm dressed, I will put my dressing gown in to wash. I did a great big load of washing the other day and everything was absolutely fine. I thought, that'll be okay. No. Guess what, folks? My washing machine is dying a death. It's 2 years old, and as they say up in Hull, it's broken. I put my dressing gown and I've got a leopard print slanket, one of those blankets with arms in that you put around yourself. So I thought, right, I'll put that in as well. So it wasn't as though it was too heavy for the machine, it was fine. So it started washing, and that's fine. And I was in the living room because my washing machine, of all places, is in the porch. Strange place for a washing machine plumbing, I know, but hey, it is. And I suddenly thought, what the hell is that noise? It was like a really odd rattling noise. And I thought, Oh my God. First of all, I thought it was someone dragging something past my house, like a suitcase or a something. And I suddenly thought, no, Sam, I think that's your washing machine, love. So I went out into the porch and it was making the most horrendous noise. It was awful. I thought, oh my God. And it did it every time it let the water out, and it would pump and it would spin. It was spinning fine. It was washing fine. And it got to the spin before the final one, so that the penultimate spin, if you like. And it did that fine, and then it ran some water in the drum again, and it started to wash. Let me just check this. Pause recording. 5 minutes. That's fine. Pause recording. And it just washed and washed and washed and washed and washed and washed. And I thought, that's not working. I thought it should have gone into its final spin by now. And then my washing machine is a Bosch, and it when it has finished its cycle, it beeps at you, and it does three long beeps, and it does five series of them. But it suddenly did this, and I thought, oh hell, that sounds like an error message to me. So I went out and turned it off, because I thought, well, there's no point, it's just going to keep doing that until I do something. So I managed to turn it off, and it unlocked itself. Well, the things are clean. I managed to open the door. The washing machine wasn't full of water. I put a bowl under it, but it was fine. The dressing gown and blanket are clean, but they are absolutely soaking. I managed to wring as much of the water out of my dressing gown as I can, and that's now in the dryer. I don't like putting stuff in the dryer when it's that wet, but I had no choice. Because I can't work out, I don't know where the spin function is on my machine, and I don't think it's going to do it, to be honest. So that's drying. My slang kit is in the kitchen sink, absolutely saturated. It is soaking. And of course, my issue is I've got arthritis in my hands, and I can't squeeze the water out very well. So I'm doing it bit by bit, and then I'm kind of thinking, ow, ow, my hands, ow, my hands. And anyone that has arthritis will know what I mean, because it's a horrible pain. And you just have to stop. You can't do any more. So that's where I'm at. So I'm now going to have to try and get hold of Bosch and get an engineer to come and look at my washing machine. Oh, God knows what's wrong with that. It's only 2 years old as well. Bloody ridiculous. And it wasn't cheap. I paid about 400 quid for it, I think. So, you know, it wasn't like a cheap make, and I would have thought, well, oh well, it, you know, it didn't cost me much, so it doesn't really matter. It's a Bosch, you know, and it's not like it has loads and loads of work to do, because it doesn't. You know, it's only me, for God's sake. Anyway, that's me, folks. So I really ain't having a good week, am I? I'm really, really not. I was determined today was going to be better, and it just isn't. Ugh. So, anyway, that's enough of my whinging, I think. So I will... peace. And hopefully, the next time I speak to you, it will be with a more positive mood.